theatre. Justin and other CBeebies friends are having their makeup done. BBC, CBeebies, The Nutcracker. Written by Claire Duffy and John Spooner. Singers and musicians in Christmas jumpers.
Christmas Eve, by the glow of stars reflecting in the snow, the carols in the moonlight. Tonight, Christmas Eve is the day. Santa hurries on his sleigh, delivering a toy to every girl and boy. Special time of year, everybody gathered here, celebrating together as one. The presents and the tree, all your friends and family, together can be twice as good.
Hey! Hey! Good to see you, everyone! Wow!
Can you hold up your special toy and wave it in the air? Now, talking of favourite toys, I'd like to introduce you to Bertie. Say hello to Bertie, everyone!
Hello, Bertie!
Oh, yes.
Do you know, Justin, your favourite toy can be anything if you love it enough. I mean, I've got a box.
Wow, a box!
But it's a box with a surprise. Boys and girls, do you think that Bertie could help to wind this handle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's give it a go.
Okay, come on then, Bertie. Here we go. Ready? I'll give you some help here. Ooh, I don't know what's going to happen here.
Oh! It's a jack in the box.
Oh,
it's all right, Bertie. He's very friendly.
Yes, give him a little Christmas hug.
Oh.
There you go. Who would have thought they'd get along so well together?
Just like words and music, they go together.
Yes, and talking of music, Kerry, I'd like you to give our storytelling band a huge cheer! Hey guys, would you help us tell our Christmas story? Yeah! Kerry, there's only one thing for it. Let's get this Christmas story started!
Yeah!
Come on, everyone, join in!
Christmas, it's Christmas time. Yes, it's Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas time.
One playing here.
The other playing near.
But separate toys and separate games.
Clara, Fred, come and help us get the Christmas party ready.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Crackers to pull, sugar plums.
Oh, we'd have so much more fun if we get ready for the party together.
We can have fun together.
The mum and dad wrap themselves up in tinsel.
Happy Christmas Eve!
Ta-da!
You're so silly.
You do that every year.
Oh, but I do love our Christmas traditions.
Oh, especially our Christmas Eve party. Oh, the neighbours will be here soon.
Is Uncle Drosselmeyer coming?
Of course, he comes every year.
Oh, he's one of our favourite Christmas traditions.
And he always brings the best toys, doesn't he?
Fred, that's my Jack in the Box.
Huh? What Jack in the Box?
Uncle Drosselmeyer gave him to me last Christmas. He's my toy, and you can't play with him.
I wasn't playing with him.
You just stick to playing with your silly little mice.
They're not silly. I love them.
Oh, I love you. Come on, you two. Play nicely.
You'd have so much more fun if you played together. Oh.
Fred and Clara play by themselves. Fred's toy mouse whispers to him. He gets up and tiptoes across to the table where he ducks down. His parents are decorating the tree, so while they can't see, he pinches something from a dish. He scampers back to Clara. Fred reaches into his pocket and takes something out, holding it up for her.
Sugar plum.
He passes it to Clara, who looks at it before taking a little bite.
Mm. Oh, my goodness me! We seem to have lost some of our sugar plums.
Oh, yes. I wonder where they've got to.
Clara, have you seen any of our missing sugar plums?
Mm-mm. And Fred, I don't suppose you've seen any of them, have you?
Oh, well, if it wasn't Clara and it wasn't Fred, maybe one of the toys came to life and ate them up.
Or it could be the Sugar Plum Fairy.
The Sugar Plum who?
She's the ruler of the Land of Sweets.
Well, there's no such thing.
If you say so. Oh, the party guests!
Action stations!
Oh. Is it you, Uncle D?
No, it's your neighbours from number two.
Hey, wait.
Merry Christmas!
You made it!
Yes, we travelled across the wild seas.
Ah, silly. You live next door.
I know.
Our Uncle Drosselmeyer lives across all the seas.
He always brings us very special gifts.
Wow, he sounds magical.
Yes, I think he is.
Sugar Plum.
Oh, thank you.
Sugar Plum, don't take them all.
Right, let's play a game. A game of...
Is that you, Uncle D?
No, it's your neighbour from number three.
Merry Christmas!
Sugar Plum.
Oh, so good to make it. Good to see you, Sugar Plum. Right. Let's play a game. A game of...
I want to dance.
Oh, well, you're in luck. Let's play a game. A game of...
Musical statues.
That's just what I was going to say.
Come on in your places, everyone.
Come on, everyone. Let's see you do the twist and dance with us.
Do the twist. It's so much fun to really shake like this. It's how the dance goes. Jiggle it, jiggle it, shake it. When you hear the music stop, strike a pose.
Oh!
Dad wobbles and falls over.
Oh, you're so out, Dad!
You're all red in the face!
I used to be a twisting champion, I'll have you know.
Oh, go and have a sugar plum.
I'll put the kettle on. Yes.
Do the twist. It's so much fun to really shake like this. It's how the dance goes. Wiggle it, jiggle it, shake it. Let
strike a pose.
Fred and Clara wobble.
Oh. You're out.
No, you are.
I think you're both out.
That's not fair. He moved first.
I did not.
I saw your hair move.
What, my hair? I can't help it if my hair moves. Anyway, you wiggled your nose.
It's a game. I'm so sorry about this. It's supposed to be fun.
If you two can't play together, then you have to go to bed before your uncle arrives.
Well, not fair.
I want to wait up until he gets here.
Is that you, Uncle Josemite?
He's wearing snowshoes and goggles.
Merry Christmas!
Good to see you!
Oh, it's good to be here in a real home.
Have you been off exploring and adventuring?
Where have you been this year? Tell us!
Hang on!
Hang on!
I went to a land all covered in cloud. I went to a land where you must speak loud. I stood on a rock and yelled it about. And what did I shout? I hear you inquire. I'm Funky Uncle Drosselmeyer. I went to a land all covered in trees. I went to a land that was made of cheese. I went to a land where people had wings and everyone sings. They sing in a choir. I'm Funky Uncle Drosselmeyer.
I wish I could travel everywhere you've been.
Yes, I'd love to experience the things you see.
I wish I could join in everything you do.
And every adventure I tell you is totally true.
Every single word of it.
I went to a land where fairies are found. I went to a land that was upside down.
You made it all up!
I haven't at all.
The giants were small, the children were higher. I'm Funky Uncle Drosselmeyer.
They all dance together, strutting and flapping their arms like chickens, then looking around and pointing at things. The children in the audience jiggle.
In every land, in every town, I looked for a mouse with a golden crown. She's ever so rare, as you can admire.
Thank you, Uncle Drosselmeyer.
To Clara.
For you, there's a gift as fine as can be. A novelty nutcracker made by me. A colourful toy in soldier attire.
Thank you, Uncle Drosselmeyer.
Funky Uncle Drosselmeyer. Funky Uncle Drosselmeyer.
The children in the audience clap their hands.
Uncle Drosselmeyer, that was fantastic. But you know what? It is getting late. I think it's time to go.
Thank you so much for the party and the wonderful food.
Our pleasure.
It's one of our favourite Christmas traditions.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Funky Uncle Drosselmeyer. Funky Uncle Drosselmeyer.
They all leave.
Queen Mouse. Where did you find a Queen Mouse? Where?
Well, the Queen Mouse lives in the land of cheese, of course.
She's amazing. And she completes my collection. Oh, thank you so much, Uncle Dee.
This is such a beautiful toy, Uncle Dee. I think it's my best and favourite present ever. Thank you. Wow! His eyes move as well.
What?
I just saw his eyes move.
It's good to see you're still using your imagination, Clara. He can't move his eyes. He's just a wooden toy. Aren't you?
No, I just saw his eyes move. He looked over there, at Queen Mouse. Fred, did you see?
No.
Oh, Mum, did you?
No, Clara. Oh, you must be tired after all that dancing.
No, no, I saw him move his eyes. He's a magic nutcracker. Oh, but if you want to keep it a secret, Uncle Dee, I'll play along.
Well, of course, all of my toys are magic in one way or another.
Well, I think my mouse queen's much better than your nutcracker.
Fred?
My nutcracker beats your silly mouse queen and all the rest of your toy mice collection. Who wants to collect toy mice anyway?
Clara?
Well, who wants a silly nutcracker? You don't even like nuts!
I want you to say sorry, both of you.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Really sorry.
Really, really sorry.
Well done. Now, children, to bed. It's late.
Say goodnight.
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 Goodnight. Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Merry Christmas.
Sweet dreams.
Justin and Kerry.
I love going dancing on Christmas Eve. I had so much fun. I didn't want to leave.
Outside in the dark, the snow was falling deep. Fred and Clara didn't think they could sleep.
By their beds, they play with their new toys.
They were both so excited about their new toys. I'm not speaking to you.
No? Well, me neither.
They'd climb under the covers.
Night-night.
Night-night.
But soon they started yawning, then made no more noise.
Midnight. When Christmas Eve becomes Christmas Day, magical toys come out to play.
The storytelling band tiptoe out to play with the toys.
When everyone else was asleep in their beds, their best-loved toys started moving their heads.
They opened their eyes and stared all around. Then started to lift right up from the ground.
Fred and Clara kept sleeping right on, never sensing that anything could be wrong.
The storytellers make the toys fly.
Their home lit up bright like a Christmas tree. Their favourite toys were now breaking free.
Clara's treasured nutcracker and Fred's prized Queen Mouse vanished incredibly. Out of the house.
Then just as quick, all was quiet once more. You could even hear their dad's gentle snore.
Clara sits up.
Fred? Fred! Stop pretending to sleep.
What?
Did you take my nutcracker?
No. No. The mouse queen's gone. Clara, have you taken her?
They stand up and look around.
I've got goosebumps.
I feel all electric.
They turn to the door.
Uncle Dee.
Is that you?
Keep on practicing. You'll be fine.
Uncle Dee spots Fred and Clara.
You're awake. That is, you're not asleep. What are you two doing up?
Are you doing actual magic, Uncle Dee?
Maybe.
Have you seen my nutcracker? I placed him at the end of my bed really carefully before I went to sleep. And now he's gone. I'm really worried about him.
And my Mouse Queen, she's gone too. I want to find her.
They're both gone to the land of sweets.
Really?
That doesn't sound like a real place.
Oh, it is, Clara. It's very real. Full of toys and presents and...
And what?
Well, I'm not really supposed to tell you.
What?
I can say, Clara, that your Nutcracker and your Queen Mouse, Fred, are very important in this extraordinary land, and they have a great challenge ahead of them.
Well, we need to go and find them then. Hmm?
You're not scared to visit another world?
Not to find our special toys.
By all that is adventurous, I think you two are exactly what the Land of Sweets needs right now. This fairy tale hour before Christmas Day, magical wonders occur, they say.
The storytellers remove the table and Christmas tree.
With a wave of my hand, I'll take you to a mystical land.
People in costumes.
My mice! Well, they've all come to life.
Hello. And all my toys too.
Hello.
Wow.
The toys wave as they pass by.
How did you do that?
I'm Uncle Drosselmeyer. To the land of sweets!
Fred and Clara scamper after him. Justin and Kerry.
Place. Straight away, it puts a smile on your face.
It's covered in drifts of sugary snow, where chocolate trees and jelly flowers grow.
The children were stunned and full of such joy, they almost forgot to look for their toys.
They had no idea what lay ahead. But they were ever so brave, our Clara and Fred.
It's snowing.
Wow! I've never seen so much
snow!
Is it snow?
It tastes like sugar.
Sugar snow!
But there's no such thing.
We're in the land of sweets now, Fred. The sugar plum fairy makes sure that everything tastes amazing.
They're joined by a jack-in-the-box and a cymbal-clanging monkey.
Boing, boing, boing.
Jack-in-the-box! Monkey! Hello?
Hiya.
Wow. You're so much bigger than at home.
Sorry, can't talk. We've nearly got this. And a 5, 6, 7, 9.
Jack and the monkey do a dance.
Monkey! What have I told you about crashing those cymbals?
Crash the cymbals really loudly.
No! Don't crash the cymbals.
Oh, right.
Wait, come on, let's do the next bit.
Okay.
Here we go.
What are you doing?
We're practicing.
Today's the day of the great sweetie dance-off.
And what's that?
Well, every Christmas we...
The toys
have a big dance competition against them.
The mice.
And the sugar plum fairy.
I love her.
Yeah, he really does. Decides who's the winner.
This year, we are so gonna win. Monkey!
Oh, right, no cymbals. Got you.
We are gonna lift that beautiful, sparkling sugar plum trophy high above our heads.
Yeah, we are. Especially after Jack in the Box here lifts me high above his head.
Yeah.
What? Let's do a lift.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I do not think that is a good idea,
Monkey. How difficult can it be?
No, seriously, you look quite heavy.
No, I'm lighter than I look. Come on, everyone here wants it. Let's do a lift. Come on.
No.
Let's do a lift. Come on.
Don't encourage me.
I'm coming for you. Take my body weight.
Monkey crash lands.
Yeah, that was never going to work.
Well, do you often win?
Not exactly, no.
Well, we win as often as the mice do.
Yeah, which is never.
Never.
Oh, so nobody ever wins?
Not the toys or the mice?
No.
No. But how can that be?
Well, it always just goes really wrong.
Yeah, oh, every year it's a right muddle.
Yeah. So this year, the Sugar Plum Fairy says if we can't make it work, she's gonna cancel it!
No more Great Sweetie Dance-Off! We could lose our most favourite Christmas tradition forever!
Ever!
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 Ever! Which is why we're practising.
Extra hard. Yeah. Ooh, here she is, our ruler, the president of the land of the sweets, the Sugar Plum Fairy!
And her husband, the first gentleman, Christmas Cracker!
My dearest Sugar Plum, hello! Right, that's awkward. A little help?
Is that you, Drosselmeyer? Oh, welcome back, old friend. It's been far too long. And welcome, young strangers, to my delicious domain.
Mom, may I present to you my nephew, Fred, and my niece, Clara?
Now tell me, what dance do you do?
I'm sorry, Your Highness.
Sorry? Why? What have you done? We don't want any more trouble or muddle. Not on the day of the great... Sweetie, dance off! I've gone! Oh. Right, cracker down, we have a cracker down.
Would someone thank you?
We don't want to make any muddle or trouble, sir.
We just want to find our special and best-loved toys. My Nutcracker.
Oh, a fantastic dancer.
Really?
Oh, yes, the Nutcracker is very impressive.
He's the leader.
Yeah, of us toys.
What about my Queen Mouse?
Ah, well, she is the leader of the mice, of course.
She's an awesome dancer, too.
Yeah, seriously, she is really good.
Now, as you all know, after the total and utter shambles that was last year...
Shambles!
I passed a law in the House of Sweets, which states...
Reshnuff reshnifinibi. Rashnudna. Rabmiti finishnenvernenemi.
The Christmas Cracker's been holding the law upside down.
If the dancers cannot finish their dances without everyone falling over and hurting themselves, then the Sugar Plum Fairy...
She gives a little wave.
...will be forced to cancel the Great Sweetie Dance-Off forever! I'm going! I'm all right!
Your Great and Royal Highnesses... I have brought Clara and Fred here because I believe they can help.
Really?
Us?
What can we do?
Uncle D, we don't know anything about dancing. Ooh, it is time for the Great Sweetie Dance-Off to begin.
Right, let's see what you children can do. Shambles.
Clara and Fred were both so excited. So soon with their toys to be reunited.
But they can't imagine what they can do. How can they help? They don't have a clue.
Look, Fred, there's my Nutcracker. Wow, doesn't he look amazing?
The Nutcracker dances robotically.
Woo!
Yeah!
As he moonwalks back to the toys, a little boy gives a thumbs up.
Your Nutcracker says he's dancing for you, Clara.
Oh, good luck, Nutcracker.
And Clara, Queen Mouse.
And Queen Mouse is dancing for you, Fred.
Queen Mouse is in a glittery wheelchair.
Welcome, my sweet and yummy subjects, to our annual Great Sweetie Dance-Off.
Yay!
Everybody claps.
The Christmas Cracker
Dick.
And I
are hoping against hope that it won't be the last time we hold this tradition. We wish you all grace and luck, and please do take care.
The fairy joins Uncle Dee and the Christmas cracker.
Right, are the first aiders standing by?
The mice won't need any first aid, don't you worry.
Yeah!
That's right. We've been practicing all night, every night, while the children sleep. We will float like butterflies and sting your pride like bees.
And, noble Nutcracker, are you ready to?
Yeah! We've got the sickest move!
Yeah!
And the fattest beef!
Yeah! And we've been practicing every time the children leave their bedrooms!
Yeah? Well, we've been practicing every time the children blink their eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Very good.
I think we're ready then. The Sugar Plum Trophy will finally be ours.
In your dreams.
By the powers of all that is sugar and plum, I say...
Ready, steady.
Dance.
The Queen Mouse and her little subjects come forward and start moving their arms gracefully in time with each other. They cross their hands in front of them, then lift them to the side. The little mice step from side to side, twirl their arms above their heads, then wiggle their bottoms. They gather round the queen, who spins round on the spot. Then they all groom their ears before the little ones scurry around the queen. The children hold their hands in front of them like little paws as they scamper in a circle, then they kneel down on the checkered floor and the queen rolls forward. She moves her arms very gracefully, raising them above her head and stretching one hand out to the side. Her tail is sticking out from the back of her chair. The other mice gather round her.
Best one yet, I think.
Now the toys take to the floor with the Nutcracker in the middle. They move their arms in time to the drumbeat, holding them out straight to the sides, then swiveling on their feet, first one way, then the other, before launching into some cool hip-hop dance moves. Dancing with the Nutcracker are a ragdoll, a puppet, a robot, a teddy bear, the monkey, and Jack in the Box. The Nutcracker makes his hands move in a rippling way above his head, then all the toys hop on one foot, then the other. They all flop over from the waist, then jump in the air. The other toys step back, and the Nutcracker rolls onto the floor and starts kicking his legs out with one hand on the ground. He springs up again to finish the dance.
Magnificent! It might just be okay this year.
Yes. Who knew? Who knew? I think I feel a shambles coming on.
The mice and toys face each other and start to perform their routines again. The mice jump up and down and the toys start to march towards them. The monkey comes to the centre of the dance floor and a little boy mouse joins him and shakes his bottom at him. The queen high-fives the mouse, then the music gets all mixed together as the two sides draw closer and closer.
Stop the music!
Or you're going to fall over again.
We've got an idea.
To help stop the muddle.
10 out of 10 for effort, everyone.
The toys and mice that have fallen over get up from the floor.
Madam President, I think, yes, Clara and Fred have an idea.
Nutcracker, your dancing's amazing. So, Fred, my brother and I were thinking, since it's Christmas.
Perhaps you might like to dance together.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No.
Mouse Queen, I love your dancing.
Maybe if you dance together.
Then you'd be even more awesome. Hmm?
Mouse Queen, I love the move you do with your arms. Can you show me? Oh, it's just so beautiful. Can you all do the move with your arms? Oh, amazing.
Yeah, yeah, and Nutcracker. It's really cool when you dance and you do, you know, the thing. Yeah, the thing! Ah, and can all you toys, can you do the thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mate, yeah.
Smashed it.
It's so cool. So if you were to do all of this together, try it.
Go on,
try
give it.
Give
it a go.
The Nutcracker and Queen Mouse try their moves together. It starts well, but then falls apart.
Didn't work.
New.
No, don't give up. It was almost...
That was so good.
It was almost there. Clara, let's show them how it's done. Uncle Dee!
Ready, steady, dance!
I'll get the mice.
I'll get the toys.
Mice, come here. We'll do the mice dance. We'll do the
toys. Get
toy
the spaces. We can do this.
Yeah. It's never been done before.
Here we go.
In the beginning,
the toys and mice mix in together. Queen Mouse and the Nutcracker come to the centre of the dance floor. They dance together, and this time it works. The Nutcracker flips backwards on one hand, then joins hands with the Queen, and they lean to one side. The Nutcracker rolls forward while the Queen spins round. The Sugar Plum Fairy.
That was so beautiful. Well done, well done.
Oh, but sweetie, I mean, Madam President, you need to decide who has won, the toys or the mice.
But they were both so good. I can't choose a winner.
Fred and Clara, who do you think was the best?
Well, I can't tell, but... But the toys were much better dancing with the mice than they were by themselves.
And the mice were much better with the toys. You can't divide them for a prize.
In that case, I decree from now on and henceforth from this special day, the toys and mice shall share dance moves. It will no longer be the Great Sweetie Dance Off, but instead the Great Sweetie Dance Together. Yay! Current bun sun is rising, my friends. It's Christmas morning.
Oh, no. If you don't get home soon, you could be stuck here forever.
Well, I like it here.
Perhaps we can come back next Christmas?
Ah, oh, you are all very welcome every year. Your visits can become our new Christmas tradition.
Oh, thank you, Mum. And thank you, everyone. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Oh, my nutcracker! Hi!
Hi, Fred! Clara! Come on! We must get home!
Justin and Kerry.
The children ran back through the Christmas tree door and found their special toys back on the floor.
Nutcracker and Queen Mouse were standing together as if they'd been happily dancing forever.
Christmas morning, and not a single peep.
Were Fred and Clara still sound asleep?
Mum and Dad.
Clara!
Fred, it's Christmas morning!
Oh, Fred, I think we slept in.
Oh, you've normally got up and opened your presents by now.
We went to the Land of Sweets with Uncle Drosselmeyer last night. My nutcracker!
Oh, yes! And we saw an amazing dance competition between Queen Mouse and the Nutcracker.
Did you?
Are you sure it wasn't a dream?
Well, they kind of had the same dream.
Oh, it looks like Fred and Clara are playing together.
Is this true? Did you take my children to the Land of Sweets last night?
Oh, well, I thought since it was Christmas Eve, an extra bit of magic wouldn't hurt. I thought I'd introduce them to the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Well, I suppose as long as you were there to look after my little darlings. And that is the end of our Christmas show. But one more thing to say before we go.
Clara and Fred now love to play together. They're going to have fun forever and ever.
Come on, everyone, sing along.
Christmas, it's Christmas, it's Christmas. Christmas time.